This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, ala rasulullah. I'm going to share with you guys a story called, the name is called Mahmoud, and it was done by Laymis Abu Akar. And it's actually published in a magazine, in Life in Islam. It was published in there, in the Ikra newspaper. And I found the story amazing, and I had to share it with you guys because it inspired me tremendously, and it was something I wanted, you know, others to hear and listen to, inshallah, and hopefully it inspires them as well, inshallah. So the story's title is called Mahmoud. When I found out that my mother was pregnant, I couldn't help but laugh. Weren't 5 children more than enough? I guess not, since the typical Arab family must consist of at least 5 million kids. Actually, my laughter subsisted as a mere blanket over my true feelings of frustration. I have to admit, although I love children, the thought of having another little critter in the house was not on my what I want for Eid list. The youngest of us was 8 years old at the time, so it had been a while without dirty diapers and toys all over the place. Not only that, but I knew that having a baby around would require a lot of energy from all of us. I was indeed aggravated that day when I found out my mom was pregnant. My mother's response remained clear and simple. This baby is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best. From that moment on, no one else could complain. Alhamdulillah, the next 9 months went by smoothly. Okay. Alhamdulillah, the next 9 months went by smoothly. During that time, I began to accept the idea of a new addition. In fact, I even started shopping for baby necessities. The question soon began to arise. Is it a boy or a girl? My mom wanted to keep it a surprise, but we couldn't wait that long. A couple of visits to the doctors proved that my mom held within her a healthy little baby boy. Right away, we began an excited debate over a name. We even bought a book with ideas. Hours were spent joking and arguing about it. Of course, we never agreed. The time had finally come. Seconds felt like minutes. Minutes felt like hours. Hours felt like an eternity. Worry, excitement, pain, every emotion was felt that day. Alhamdulillah, on August 8th, 2002, my mother gave birth to a healthy baby boy. The adhan was recited in his right ear and then his left ear. The doctor came to take the baby so that my mother could get settled in the room of her own. About 4 hours after the delivery, my mother asked to see her baby. The nurses left with eagerness to bring him. After what felt like hours, she returned empty-handed. Her face was white, as if she had just seen a ghost. Stuttering, she told my mother that the doctor wanted to speak to her. Right behind the nurse stood the Muslim doctor. Mrs. Abu Akar, I heard you have 5 children, the doctor stated. No, I have 6. 3 boys and 3 girls, my mother responded with a smile. This child wasn't your nasib. Allah took his soul, the doctor replied with the utmost confidence. My mother let out a shaky laugh. You're joking, right? I'm sorry, the doctor muttered. We left him on life support to give you a chance to say goodbye to him. What happened next cannot be put in words. My mother had fainted. My family was crying. My father was inquiring about the process of an Islamic funeral for a baby. I was confused. How did this happen? What went wrong? So many questions, not a single answer. The only thing we were told was that he had somehow lacked oxygen for a couple of hours. As a result of this, he died. They said he had irreversible loss of the flow of vital fluids, an irreversible loss of capacity for bodily integration, an irreversible loss of capacity for social interaction. By all medical definitions, he was dead. The only thing keeping him from being taken away was the life support. He was not even a candidate for support, but the hospital was required to try it. Every available machine was hooked to his body. His heart couldn't beat on its own. Even with all the machines, it was barely beating. His body couldn't maintain homeostasis. A light source lay on top of his cage to keep his temperature regulated. His body couldn't accept oxygen. A ventilator and a respirator were his only source of breath. He was in a coma. The chances of him even surviving with life support were one in a million. And even if he were to surpass the coma, He would be, I quote, the doctor said, a vegetable. When my mother regained her consciousness, she asked to see her baby. The doctor allowed her only 15 minutes to see him. I remember the feeling of that room. All you could see were machines. All you could hear were alarms and beeping. There were rows and rows of babies. Some of them were born premature. Others were born sick. All of them, however, had a chance for survival. My mother sat next to him. She could barely even see his body underneath all the machines. She had to sanitize herself and wear special clothes. She was not even allowed to touch her baby. All she could do was sit next to him and recite Quran to him. And she did just that. For those few short minutes, she just sat next to him and she recited. And the doctors finally told her to say goodbye. Absolutely nothing could be done. There was no purpose for the machine, for they could not bring back the life of a dead body, only prolong its existence. My mother refused. In her heart, she couldn't say goodbye. She pleaded and pleaded with the hospital to keep him on life support. They argued and claimed that it would only hurt her more. My mother kept fighting against them. She told them that she had nothing. They had nothing to lose, to just leave the machines on until Allah decided it was time to say goodbye. She wanted to take that risk, the one in a million chance of survival. She was willing to accept him no matter what his condition. She told the doctor that she wanted this baby, even if he was a vegetable. My mother decided to name the baby Mahmoud after her father. Mahmoud lay hopelessly dead in the hospital. Every day the doctors told my mother to say goodbye to him because his situation was hopeless. But every day my mother just sat there and made dua for him. We all did. Although there were times that we didn't lose hope and we felt that maybe the doctors were right, we saw how strongly our mother felt about leaving things in Allah's hands. SubhanAllah. After 18 days of absolutely no life, a nurse swore that she heard Mahmoud, that she saw Mahmoud open his eyes for a second. A couple of days later, he was partially out of the coma. His gray eyes would just stare at us, pleading for us to hold him, to save him. They call Mahmoud the miracle baby at Christ Hospital. After 2 months, he had the quickest improvement ever witnessed. Within the week when he first opened his eye, his body started to accept oxygen, and an oxygen feeding tube replaced the ventilator. After 3 months, we took him home with all his machines. Our entire family room became his nursing home. Every minute was interrupted with alarms and beeps. Slowly, his body started to regain life. By the end of the 6 months, he was able to breathe, eat, and live on his own without medications, without machines. SubhanAllah, how Allah can bring the dead back to life. Mahmoud is our symbol of hope. He's not a vegetable. In fact, his mental capacity and ability to reason are well beyond the level of his peers. With the help of therapy, he is now able to walk on his own. Each day is an opportunity to learn new words. Now at the age of 3, he attends preschool. I wouldn't change our experience with Mahmoud for the world. He has taught us so many things: patience, hope, appreciation for life, and its simple blessings like breathing. He has taught us to keep our faith in Allah strong. Allah tests his believers with trials and tribulations. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens from Allah, and Allah knows best. And here's a poem that was written by his mom. I walk the never-ending steps to the room of special care. I wash my hands, put on a special gown, for everything must be sterilized and clean. I enter the room and I saw babies everywhere lying in beds, hopeless, wearing only diapers and machines. Sounds of nurses and doctors, but mostly alarms going off and loud screams. Mothers holding their babies and rocking them to sleep. I ask, can I hold my baby, please? The nurse answered, sorry, my dear, for your child is too sick. No one is allowed to touch or be near him. I closed my eyes, trying to hide my tears. With that realization, I fell into a deep, deep sleep. I had the most beautiful, sweetest dream. I'm holding my baby, reciting the Quran, while I rock him to sleep. I woke to the voice of a doctor calling to me. Then I realized it was only a happy dream. I prayed to God and hope for this dream to someday be a reality. SubhanAllah, my dearest sisters and brothers, for all of us going through difficult times, especially for the mothers who've lost babies, who've had babies who are premature, and who've lost loved ones, or who have those loved ones who are sick, or perhaps you've been separated from a loved one, or perhaps you're going through financial struggles. Whatever the difficulty, this story should be one that brings you hope. With Allah by our side, anything can happen. Even with the facts and statistics point to one thing, all we need is faith, patience, dua. For Allah is Al-Ghalib. He is the one who grants victory. Keep making dua. Don't give up. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how long the tunnel may seem, eventually there will be light, inshallah. And for me personally, my oldest was born premature. And this story is so close to my heart. She was born 2 months early and she was born 3 pounds. And I remember going through so many similar moments. So subhanAllah, now you would never imagine that, what she went through when she was born. SubhanAllah. I just tell you guys to hold on. Make a lot of dua, recite the Quran, get closer to Allah, and inshallah your tests and tribulations and trials will go so much more smoothly, and inshallah the end will be much sweeter than it is. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.